A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she bent down to look inside. She saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She answered, "Because they have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they have put him." As she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize him. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and answered him, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which means master. Jesus said to her, "Do not touch me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to the others and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father, who is your Father, to my God, who is your God.'" So Mary of Magdala went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord, and this is what he said to me." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just take a few moments to allow your mind to recall images that you have seen of Mary Magdalene. Now, whether it be the larger-than-life marble statue of her in the Basilica of Mary Magdalene in Vézelay, France, or perhaps the famous painting of Fra Angelica in Florence, the one called Nolite Me Tangere, Do Not Touch Me. She is in the Garden of the Resurrection. If you look closely, you will see a woman motivated and driven by love. Then I suggest you read the resurrection accounts of the four Gospels, and you will see Mary Magdalene as being the first witness to the resurrection of her beloved Jesus. No doubt we have all experienced encounters with Jesus, and this will enable us, perhaps, to get into the skin of Mary Magdalene, so to speak, and endeavour to appreciate what surely happened for her on that first Easter morn. We are told in all the synoptic writers that Mary Magdalene was present at the death of Jesus, and in her grief and loss, she went to the tomb to see where and how they laid him. Given the conditions of her day, especially for women, only love would have made all of this, would have made her presence possible. I imagine that no one could have distracted her or taken her away from the scene. Yes, Mary Magdalene was there, no matter what the darkness and pain. She remained steadfast with her long commitment of love to her beloved Jesus. So, it is not surprising that after the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene is off as early as possible to the tomb. She's going to anoint the body of Jesus. According to John's account, she goes alone, only to discover that the stone blocking the tomb has been rolled away. Again, her love motivates her to hurry and find Peter and the disciple Jesus loved. When they come and find the empty tomb, they return home, but not Mary. No, she stays grounded in her love and allows her tears of loss and grief to flow naturally. You see, there is no pretense for one who truly loves. Mary is real, and all she wants is her beloved Jesus, so so she bends down to look inside. Love does this. Love looks inside to discover that the inner flame of desire sees and hears what is already there. When asked why she is crying, there is only one possible answer. Obvious. They have taken my Lord away. With tears in her eyes, Mary cannot see her Lord. However, when she hears her name being spoken, Mary, she turns around. Once called by her name, everything changes. How many times have we simply turned life around because we hear God call us by name? As Mary hears her name, she also hears her call. Go to my disciples and tell them, I am returning to my Father and their Father, to my God and their God. In her love, she does not question Jesus. She simply goes as the first apostle to share the good news. She has seen and heard her Lord. What more does she need? Yes, Mary Magdalene, who remained faithful at the cross, at the tomb, driven by her love, is sent as an apostle to the apostles. No wonder we honor her as patroness of the Dominican family. She is the preacher of the best news ever. Jesus is risen. May Mary Magdalene help us celebrate the joy of this Eastertide as we encounter a wonderfully intimate moment of human reunion with our beloved Jesus. And may we see Jesus in those who are weeping in our world today, and may we weep with those who are in need of our love. Alleluia. Blessings this Easter.